The Jobs Report Before the Storm. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The February hiring and unemployment reports came out this morning, and it was as if there never was this coronavirus. 273,000 more people were on payrolls last month, much more than expected. The unemployment rate also improved, down slightly to 3.5%. The payroll survey occurred in mid-month, and it's worth noting, given this fast-moving public health story, the first coronavirus death in the U.S. was not reported until February 29th, that's last Saturday, 2 weeks after the jobs data was all gathered. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Greetings, Chris.
Good morning, David.
I mean, given these coronavirus headlines, still, the labor market was this strong last month.
Remarkably strong. We not only added the most jobs since May of 2018, actually, January was revised up so that back-to-back, the economy was absolutely gangbusters.
Some say this was better than normal weather in February, okay. But the sample here that the government used to come up with these numbers, a lot of that work was done in mid-February before we had the first coronavirus death in the United States.
That's right. And so I think a good way of looking at this is it's sort of the before picture. We don't know what the after looks like yet. I don't think there's any question we are about to be hit by an economic shock, but better to be hit by an economic shock from a place of strength. And we were clearly in a place of strength. The economy was tracking something like 2.5 or 3% in the first 2 months of the quarter, which is the best we've seen since 2018.
All right. Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much for this.
Thank you, David.
California, Florida, Washington State have all declared states of emergency to help deal with the virus. That means different things in different states, but officials emphasize that although the word emergency sounds alarming, the purpose of the declarations is to help get people and money to the problem quickly. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
Cities, counties, and states declare emergencies on a fairly regular basis for disasters like bad storms, fires, and floods. Chris Douglas is at the University of Michigan, Flint.
Really, all it means is that the government entity declaring the state of emergency could waive regulations and then seek resources from a higher level of government.
In California this week, Governor Gavin Newsom explained it also gives him power to curb things like unfair price hikes.
We need to go after those that are price gouging, not just for hand sanitizers, but medical supplies and other equipment.
Andy Baker-White with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials says what a state of emergency doesn't mean is that people have to worry.
I think they should be reassured in that the jurisdiction where they're living is doing everything it can to respond to the coronavirus.
That could mean the freedom to bring in out-of-state medical staff, to use state property like fairgrounds in emergencies, and to buy medical supplies with less red tape. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
With Super Tuesday top of mind this week, we wanted to give you an offer so super that you would not want to miss it. Give $30 today to get our brand new Marketplace t-shirt designed especially for super fans like you. Now, your support is so important to what we do, and now we need you more than ever. Become a Marketplace investor and cast your vote for independent journalism. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you. The merger of wireless giant Sprint and T-Mobile, nearly complete 2 years after the $26 billion deal was proposed. One of the ways the companies won federal regulators' approval was agreeing to sell off one of Sprint's prepaid brands to a fourth company, Dish Network. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR reports that the merger means changes for these cheaper phone plans.
The tiny storefront for one of the many Boost Mobile stores in Kansas City is sandwiched between an immigration lawyer and the Tropicana ice cream shop. Ulysses Giltone describes customers in this low-income neighborhood.
These people normally don't have Wi-Fi.
Boost is owned by Sprint. Giltone says many of his customers are looking for plans that offer hotspots.
So the $50 plan have a 12 gigabytes and the $6 plan have a 30 gigabytes. And the $80 plan have a 50 gigabytes.
72 million Americans use prepaid subscriptions versus the pay-as-you-go plans. That's about 20% of the overall market. Prepaid plans are cheaper and don't require a credit check to get service. Critics of the Sprint-T-Mobile merger say the deal will be bad for consumers. George Slover of Consumer Reports.
The prepaid customers are particularly vulnerable because they have a hard time affording the more expensive contracts, and so they're going to be less able to absorb price increases.
T-Mobile and Sprint agreed to sell some assets to Dish to address antitrust problems so the deal could clear the final federal regulatory hurdle. Dish got some wireless spectrum and Boost Mobile.
Dish Network will suddenly gain close to 10 million prepaid customers.
That's Mike Dano, who covers the wireless industry for Light Reading. He says Dish is a satellite TV company and with this deal becomes a player in the wireless industry. It's promising to offer competitive prices in the short term, so Dano says there could be a price war this summer. But long term?
That price war will ease and we'll all be seeing increased prices over the long term because of the potential of fewer players in the market.
Sprint and T-Mobile expect the deal to finally close by April 1st. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.
And why didn't I think of that? The publication CNET has a suggestion during this time when shaking hands may be discouraged. Why not greet someone instead with Mr. Spock's split-fingered raised hand salute? No touching required. Don't use the Vulcan mind meld, which, may I remind you, involves fingers on someone else's face. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.